Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We are kicking off hour number two of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's something, a little something we do every night of the week. Well, almost every night, 6 out of 7, Monday through Saturday. From 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, you can join us right here. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can also join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you everything there on the house. The bulletin board system with over 20,000 posts, the live streaming, the archives, all of it is free, and it always has been, and it always will be. However, we've come up with a neat little idea. We call it the AMP program, Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's what it stands for. And the idea is we're asking you for $3 a month. That's it. You don't have to pay, and we're not forcing you.
Well, it's sort of an option to buy the commercials.
That's true.
Because
that's
the idea is that the worst thing about talk radio is all those darn commercials.
Specifically, right. The amount of time spent on commercials.
Yes. Well, all of them. Like, there's many.
But we want to reduce the amount of time that is spent on commercials. And
it empowers the listener.
Right.
If you want to not hear as many commercials, support the AMP program. And
less commercials equals more showtime.
Yes, we're going to be doing more showtime.
Right.
We want to do more showtime.
Exactly. But we got to have money for the time that we normally play the commercials in. So,
And if the listeners don't want it badly enough, no problem. We'll play the commercials.
Exactly.
That's just the way that is.
If you want to help us towards that goal, all it takes is $3 a month. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now then, this is the show about your calls. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, something of a personal nature. 1-800-259-9231. Last hour, the phones blew up right at the beginning of the show, and we didn't even have a chance to bring up anything. In fact, we still have calls on the line, so let's go to them. Talk to Doug in Minneapolis. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I got a personal issue.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Got a hangnail?
Uh-huh.
No, just kidding.
Oh, man, I was going to say, I love personal issues. We don't get them often enough these days on Free Talk Live.
I haven't heard one yet, ever.
You know, well, we started out on an FM talk station, and so you kind of have a bit of a younger skewing audience, you know, more people that have personal problems, I guess. You know, they haven't matured far enough in order to deal with them. So we had more of them back then than we do today. But they happen from time
to time.
We've
had a few since we've been on Genesis.
Yeah, now that I'm 38, all my personal problems are hangnails, you know, those sorts of things.
Anyway, I've got polyps.
Fire Manwich, but anyway. Hey, check this out. Did you know that your Genesis is running their network out of, you know, it's a half hour away from me in Minneapolis here.
Fantastic.
That's really cool. I was talking to Mark Screener, nice guy.
Hey, there you go. Maybe you can get a job, Doug. I heard they paid big bucks over at Genesis.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I got a job, man. I'm doing this video work.
Good deal.
But anyway, get this, man. I was so thrilled today listening to, I mean, this may be saying something about my personality, but I really like Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? What'd you say?
You know, like, come on. It's okay. She actually often, you know, she kind of leaned our way at one time. But another story for another time, perhaps. She read today, on the air, the entire story about the Lost Liberty Hotel.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
Great. Including the mention of the Free State Project?
She's the number four talk show in the nation.
In the nation.
Yeah. Yep.
Did she include the mention of the Free State Project at the very end of it?
You know, I don't know, because I was, I think, having a conversation or with my sister or something like that.
Well, you know, because the Free State Project sponsors Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, it's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, and you can get more information about the Free State Project at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. You can go to freestateproject.org. But you already knew that you could go to freestateproject.org, right?
What was that number again?
That's 1-888-532-4604.
Yeah, I met Amanda, by the way. She's really cute over there at the Free State Project. We interviewed her on the Libertarian Alternative TV show when the Minnesota Party had their convention. She came out to speak.
Amanda, very the cool. President of the Free State Project.
That's right.
Now,
that's right.
How does one watch this Libertarian Alternative TV? What is that?
Well, it's a TV show I co-produced. It's down out of Hollywood. It's seen in most of California, some of Minnesota, Oregon, New York, some other states, and it's similar to your program. You know,
can you catch it online?
You can go online to, I think it's libertariantv.com. What is that?
Wait a minute, you produce the show and you don't know the URL?
Hey, I co-produce, and I moved away from Hollywood a year and a half ago,
but
I still get co-production rights.
Fair enough. See. So you actually don't have to do anything, but they put your name in the credits?
Yeah, no, I animated the beginning, and I do some artist relations and I do their mobile studio stuff when they're in town here.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, I don't do much, and I still get the credit, which is
nice.
Kind of cool. Yeah. Anyway, I'll send you a link, and you can mention it on the air. That'd be really cool.
There you go. Plug it on the BBS as well at freetalklive.com. So, Dr. Laura.
Yeah, check that out, man. She reads the whole article, and she goes on to, of course, extol the virtues of our ideas and poo-pooing the whole Supreme Court and how horrible this is. And
wow. Well, that's unusual, but I'm with her on that one.
Yeah, you'd think many people would think, well, she's got to be a total fascist and everything else. And
she's not really. She kind of has vacillated throughout the years. I mean, it's kind of been interesting. She's taking these political stances and then backed off of them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's very, very, very good friends with Tammy Bruce, who is the lesbian head of the National Organization of Women in L.A., former. They've shared the airwaves together, and, of course, Dr. Laura, she became very good friends. And at one point, Dr. Laura said, gay people should be allowed to get married. That would solve a lot of problems.
Ooh, and then the complaint calls came in.
Responsibility. But, well, you know, I don't know. I'm sure that was years ago, and she may have recanted that or something. But.
Well, it probably has more to do with politics of radio than anything else, because I don't know. She's not Clear Channel property anymore, is she?
Yes, she is.
She is still Premier.
She's a Premier property.
You know, there's certain things that certain companies don't really want to be said necessarily on certain types of shows. And Dr. Laura's show is not a politics show. It's an advice show. And so, you know, her programmers probably try to steer her away from that kind of content.
Maybe, yeah. But the point is, because of Dr. Laura's influence, Tammy Bruce is now a registered libertarian. So,
really?
You know, Tammy, yes, she spoke at a couple colleges and wrote her
book.
She
doesn't mention it on her radio talk show.
She may not, but she was at least.
She says she's a Democrat, as a matter of fact. She says it all the time.
Really? Okay. Well, she was a registered libertarian for quite a while.
Hmm.
You know, she wrote her book. And
How do you leave the libertarian movement? I mean,
I don't understand.
People do. When you discover the principle of not using force on other people, how do you turn away from that and justify using force on others?
Maybe pressure from her friends. Who knows? Who knows?
It's just bizarre to me.
I find a lot of people maybe register libertarian, think, oh, yeah, it's really cool. It's not one of the other two big parties.
Yeah.
And then people give them a lot of hack for it. What do you mean you're not a Democrat? What do you mean you're not a Republican? You know? And then it sucks them back into the
peer pressure.
Side.
Yeah.
I remember thinking at one point that libertarians must be liberal. You know, I mean, that was, you know, it kind of rhymed or something.
Yeah.
Sounds liberal.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, I'm a libertarian. You know, like I'd said that like in high school because I thought I was liberal at the time.
A good 10 years before you actually found out what libertarian meant.
A good 10 years.
Right. You know, my first exposure to it was hearing Andre Maru back when I was in the Air Force running for president and on the Tom Likas show back when Tom was on just an AM station in L.A.
1-800-5800.
That's Tom Likas.
You blow me up, baby. Give it to me.
Yeah, we don't have him in Minneapolis, which I guess I'm not too sad about, really.
You know, I like Likas. I listen to Likas anytime I can.
He used to be on in our market here in Tampa Bay, and I listened to him back in the day. I can't stand him. He's such a puker, though.
He really is. Hey there, everybody. It's the Tom Likas show.
An early libertarian kind of guy, too. He was out there protesting the smoking bans when they first came up in Los Angeles, and my first libertarian activism was at a Tom Likas broadcast.
Interesting.
Wow.
Lucky John's 2 Restaurant in
Nobody cares about where it was.
No, they really don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, nice talking to you guys. I thought it was pretty cool that Liberty Hotel thing is getting a lot of press.
Well, yeah, and no doubt about it. In fact, I've never seen so many emails come in from various different listeners pointing me to that same article. In fact, people have been doing it today, even though we talked about it yesterday. I said, look, we've covered this already, and it really is great. And, hey, Doug, the board operator would like you to hang on. So hang on. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. James is on hold. He wants to talk about immigration, and we will talk to you about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey. If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's your show. That means you can take control toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Tune into the live streams that we've got. We've got the broadband version of the show and the dial-up version, so pretty much anybody who's connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to James in Kansas City. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. I've never listened to you before.
Well, congratulations, James.
Catching your internet feed. And...
Well, you're in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
We actually are on the air in Kansas City.
What station?
KCXL, I believe.
KCXL 1140.
I listen to them all day long. I never listen to them in the evening.
There you go.
There you go.
Towards the end of last hour, you said something about, I just caught the very end of it when it popped on, that your perspective is there's nothing we can do about illegal immigration as far as them coming across the border.
I don't think that you can stop people from doing what it is that they're going to do anymore. The government hasn't successfully done anything. I mean, they haven't stopped the drug war. They don't
stop drugs.
They haven't stopped drugs.
Right.
They haven't. They don't deliver the mail on time. They can't. They can't keep drugs out of their own prisons.
It's not to say that we can't do anything about it. It's just to say that we could, but it really wouldn't be prudent.
And plus, I don't want to, because immigration is a boon to this country, as long as we don't live in a welfare state.
We're talking about legal immigration, we're not illegal.
I'm talking about open borders, my friend. I'm talking about freedom and liberty.
That legal immigration is a straw man. It's not fair. The fact is, we've made immigration 100 times harder than it was 100 years ago when our ancestors came across here. You know, when my German ancestors came across 3 generations ago, they stopped off at Ellis Island, they stuck a finger in their butt, they tested them for, communicable diseases, and they were on the streets by the end of the day.
What choice do we have other than to make it harder? If we didn't make it harder,
simple, James, it's very simple. Okay, immigration is only a danger if we live in a welfare state. And we do. Right now, we live in a welfare state. I mean, we're a socialist, fascist welfare state in this country. And that's not freedom, and it's not liberty. Now, I don't know about you, James, but I like the idea of being a free man. I like the idea of living in a free country where our government is so very small and so chained down by the Constitution that it really can't hurt much of anybody. I like all that. And so I want to extend that freedom to everybody who can come here and take it. Now, again, since we live in a welfare state, then there can be arguments made for restricting immigration. But if we wanted to live in a free country, we'd get rid of welfare completely, and therefore immigration would no longer be a problem, would it, James?
Well, sure it would.
How?
Those people are coming here to work.
So what?
Not necessarily coming here to collect welfare.
Wait. What's wrong with people coming here to work?
There's nothing wrong with that, but that would not eliminate the problem.
What problem?
Eliminating welfare would not eliminate the illegal immigration problem.
We don't want to. Wait. I want to open the borders, James. I want to get rid of welfare and then open the borders. What's
right.
wrong with that?
That's not illegal immigration. And then it's legal immigration.
That's just immigration for all. If you can come and go as you please.
So
freedom.
Instead of 10 million, 20, 10, 15, 20 million people walking across the border, you would have 200 million people.
I think that's a bit of a stretch because you have to be able to actually get to the border in order to walk across it. And
we've got 14 million people walking across right now.
Don't you think you'd benefit from that cheap labor? I mean, don't you think prices would come down on many things
What are you going to do when we've got 2 billion people living in the United States because of
that? We got plenty of room, James. First of all, I think you're living in fantasy land, like that's going to happen a week from opening the borders.
I'm not saying that it would.
Right, but we got plenty of room here. In fact, what's the study, man? There's some study that's been done that shows that you can pack like every single person in the world into the state of Alabama.
Yeah, if you give everybody a square acre,
right.
I think that
a square acre is like Texas, but if you give them a city block, it's like Alabama. Or,
yeah, we got plenty
Arkansas.
Of room, dude.
Where are all these people going to work?
Hey, here's the key.
That's the cool thing.
Yeah.
They'll start their own jobs. They'll start their own businesses. Many of these people, when they don't have to hide underground, will be willing to do your gardening work or, you know, things around the neighborhood. They will work.
And without the red tape associated with starting a new business, more people will be opening new businesses, more jobs, more money, more everything.
Absolutely, James. The one key issue, James, hang on with me here. One of the key issues that people who are against immigration just overlook is the fact that new people coming into this country, they don't steal jobs, they don't take jobs, they create jobs. Not just because they might start their own businesses, but also because they create demand. When somebody comes here, that means that they need to be fed, they need to be housed, they need to be clothed, they need to have entertainment options. There's going to be things that they need to spend their money on in order to stay alive, and therefore, they're creating an increased demand, meaning the grocery store is going to need to build more stores, meaning there's going to need to be more apartment buildings built, more houses built. It's a boon to the economy. Can you deny that, James?
No, and I would agree with most of those concepts. But until you are able to accomplish what you're talking about, controlling the borders is the only answer.
Oh, that's fine.
And controlling the answer to controlling the border is simple. Controlling the border shouldn't even be an issue. Chuck Carter says it best. We have thousands of miles of fence in this country along the interstate highways, but we won't build a fence on the border.
As we pointed out before, James, you can build a great wall of America, and it's not going to stop the Border Patrol or whoever it is that you have patrolling the border from taking money from the mafia to let people through in the back of trailer trucks.
Well, that's easy to stop.
Oh, come on. You haven't stopped the drugs.
Look, they can't stop the importation of birds into across the border. You know, exotic parrots are dying in droves in people's
hundreds
suitcases.
Of thousands a year.
Are you telling me, I mean, you know, that's all that's going to happen is if you crack down on Border Patrol on the defense line there, people are going to die in the backs of semis.
All right, stop now. Okay, because James, you agreed with us that if we got rid of welfare and we had a free country again, you agreed that immigration wouldn't be an issue anymore.
No, I don't necessarily agree with that. No, I agree with some of those concepts, not all of them, though.
What part don't you agree with?
That obviously will be a problem because this country cannot hold the entire population of the world.
Everybody
wants to come to the United States.
As a matter of fact, it can hold the population of the world.
As the world begins to see what a free United States can accomplish, they will begin to throw out their despotic leaders.
We have 300 million people in the United States right now. What's the unemployment rate right now? What is it?
That's like 4%.
All right, so multiply that by $3 billion and multiply the unemployment rate.
But we're not talking about...
We have 50% of people unemployed because there's not enough jobs. If we don't have enough jobs for 300 million people in the United States right now, how are we going to have enough jobs for...
That's crazy talk, man. You're playing pogo stick with math there.
That doesn't make any sense.
We're not talking about the same scenario. The unemployment rate now will not be the same unemployment rate.
Well, of course it wouldn't. It would be higher.
Sir, no, it would not. Actually, in a free country, the reason why we have such unemployment today, it has a lot to do with the welfare state, and it has a lot to do with the big government that we have in this country.
I agree with that.
Okay, so then you would agree that if we got rid of big government, then we'd have less unemployment.
Okay, I agree with that.
And the only way to eat is to work.
We would still have unemployment.
You're going to have a certain amount of unemployment,
sure,
but it's basically going to be housewives that choose not to work.
But yeah, those people who are unemployed would be choosing not to work, and therefore, if they wanted to, as you pointed out, man, which if they wanted to feed themselves, live in any place that's decent, they'd have to work.
The whole concept of underemployed would fly out the window because, you know, you're going to work because you need to work.
And to suggest that there aren't enough jobs today, that's just not true at all. The people that don't have jobs, they don't have jobs because they don't want the jobs that are available to them.
Now, I've been unemployed, but I won't collect unemployment because I just feel like it's wrong. I won't do it.
I want to rehash your point, man, which because it's excellent, about the other countries. The whole idea that, if we open the borders, everyone in the world's going to come here. No! Because we're going to be the freest nation because we'll be so much more free. All of the other nations will be losing their people to us. They'll say, we better do something. We better make our nation more free. It'll make everybody more competitive in the area of freedom. James, excellent call. Call us again sometime, man. And thanks for listening. Keep it up, okay? 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself.
Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Get interactive with us on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We have got thousands of posts, over 22,000 posts, for you to surf around through, and hundreds of people interacting. So go and sign up. It's absolutely free. FreeTalkLive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So, got a moment to breathe here, Jeff.
Yeah, this is the first time we've...
No callers on the line?
First time we haven't had any callers all evening.
It's been wild and crazy. And, of course, again, you can always take control, 800-259-9231. But immigration came up yet again tonight on Free Talk Live. And it comes up frequently because apparently it's a real important issue to some people. I mean, they're scared. They're scared.
Absolutely. And it's getting pushed by the radio talk show right, you know, out there. They're pounding the immigration pulpit, and it's easy to toss out disinformation and to work on people's fears of the unknown.
And we actually had James on a moment ago from Kansas City, and we made some legitimate points about immigration, and James kind of thought them over, and I'm sure he's mulling them over more now that he's off the phone. But even though he was kind of spewing forth that same misinformation that he likely heard from someone else somewhere else, like probably another, like you said, talk radio show, when we couched it in the terms of liberty and freedom, it helped him kind of move a few steps in our direction. Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
You know, everybody having liberty and freedom benefits everybody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the points that Johnson shot me an IM just to remind me about the unemployment issue, because it was claimed that if we let immigrants come in here, if we open the borders, and by the way, we're talking about opening the borders and getting rid of welfare, okay, so that way it's a free country, that there'd be more unemployment. Which, not the case. And that
why do you think the housing market is booming across the United States?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean?
It's because there's 140,000 immigrants that come... Oh, it's 14,000 a day that come across the border. They're moving into houses.
They got to stay
somewhere. The white people that were living in the houses previously are moving up and up. They're driving this market. Our economy is in it and in the state it is currently. It is not in the trash can because of our current illegal aliens that are coming in.
You know,
they've got to live somewhere. And Ian, they have to eat things.
Yeah.
Because if they don't eat things, they freaking die.
If only they could drive the economy legitimately instead of from the underground.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot better.
You know,
for us.
All these people that say it are just they're socialists that want to constrict the economy.
I mean, they're just really misinformed.
They are, right. But they're misinformed by socialists that want to restrict
the
economy.
Exactly. You can't fault people for having these ridiculous socialist notions because our country is becoming increasingly more and more socialist, and it's just becoming the norm.
And they were raised and sent to government education or indoctrination centers, and that's one of the reasons why they think this way.
Yes. McCarthy was right, by the way. The communists took over a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
I mean,
no doubt about it. And the other point that Johnson was making was that minimum wage is a huge factor in unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's absolutely right about that. Because when you have a minimum wage, and a lot of the people who are against immigration, they are actually fans of the minimum wage.
Sure.
Because they believe it protects their jobs. When in fact, the minimum wage actually puts low-end workers out of work.
Yes.
Every time the minimum wage is raised, and you can ask any economist worth their salt this question, every time the minimum wage is raised by a certain percentage, jobs get lost by a certain percentage.
That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, they're just not worth it in their jobs. Now, maybe they get jobs later, doing something that they're worth $6.15 an hour or whatever it is to do, or maybe they don't. And it just drives up the economy. It increases inflation because if it costs, you know, this much more to make a loaf of bread, well, that's how much more I'm going to charge for that
exactly.
loaf of bread, so that you have to buy it.
And if you
so your money just becomes worth less.
And if you want to understand that loaf of bread example, just imagine what it would be like if we raise the minimum wage to $100 an hour. I mean, that's what some of these people that want more minimum wage, you know, U2's Bono and all these other idiots.
Because they think, that, you know, U2 thinks it's just as easy to make money in every other business as it is in singing bad rock and roll.
Well, they think that all you have to do is pass a law and then people will be more wealthy.
Yeah,
and no,
sure.
That's not how it works.
Right. It'd be great if you could pass a law and make money.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. But to all the people who vote yes on raising the minimum wage, where's the money come from?
Yeah, where's it created from?
Oh, well, raise it $1 an hour.
It's those evil business owners that are keeping that money up till now.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not how competition works. You know, I mean, you run your business so that you make a profit margin so that you can continue to run your business. But if you're not making a profit margin, you're not running a business.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just the way that works. Sorry.
And actually, businesses will compete with one another in order to raise wages over time. Anyway, if you're a good employee and you deserve a wage raise, you'll mm-hmm. get it. If you work for a jerk, and even if you've been working for this company for 2 or 3 years and you haven't gotten a raise yet, start shopping around.
You control the commodity of you.
Right.
It's brand you. You get to choose.
Go around to
single day, you get to decide whether or not you want to go to work.
Go to the competing businesses in the area. Tell them that your current boss is a real jerk and that he won't raise your pay, and you're looking for some more some employment elsewhere. And they will say, let's see, Manwich, you know how to put a sandwich together pretty well. Looks like you're pretty experienced. I'll hire you at 50 cents more an hour.
I'm bold and spicy,
I don't know.
Too.
I don't know. There are people who want him fired, though.
A lot of people want to fire Manwich. And nobody in the talk radio industry would take me.
You're not getting a raise.
Above zero. You know, the other thing about the minimum wage, the point that I wanted to make was that all you're doing, you know, if you think the minimum wage affects you and you're not making $6.15 an hour, you're mistaken. You know, the minimum wage doesn't bolster your pay any higher than that, because they could just keep you at $6.15 an hour. It doesn't make any sense to do that. All the minimum wage does is cut out anybody who might be worth less than that in that position.
It knocks off everybody who's on the edge,
yep,
including business owners as well. You know, mom-and-pop businesses. Now, I'm not going to chalk this up as the sole reason, but if you look at business in America and you look at the statistics, what is it, 60% of businesses fail in the first year and 85% within the first 5 years or something like that?
Numbers are like that.
Yeah,
it's
tremendous.
It's not good.
It's tremendous, the amount of failure. Now, most of that failure is because people just don't, you know, they're not doing the right thing. They're not adjusting to the changes that they need to.
Part of it's lying on taxes, too.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of factors. But the minimum wage is also a factor, because if your business is on the very edge, like if you're just starting out at your first year, you're barely paying your employees, you're barely keeping the lights on, getting the rent paid at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the edge. I mean, $100 in the wrong direction is going to put you out of business.
Yep.
So then the legislature, in all of its wisdom, decides to pass a $1 an hour minimum wage hike, which they just did here in the state of Florida,
mm-hmm.
by the
yep.
way. And so here's how you get to deal with it. If you're in the business of manufacturing widgets, there's three very simple options for you. One, you cut your costs on the widgets. If you were making them out of cedar before, mm-hmm. now you're going to have to make them out of particle board or balsa wood. And so that way you can keep the cost of the widgets the same at Walmart. They're going to sell it for the same cost, but they're crappy. Okay.
Yeah.
The option number two is you can cut your costs on the employees. meaning that if I've got Jason and Manwich making widgets for me, and now my minimum wage has gone up and I'm about to be over the edge, I need to cut costs. So therefore, Jason, you make widgets a little bit faster than Manwich does because he's 10 years older than you.
Yeah, that's true.
Manwich,
kinda dumb too.
Manwich, you just lost your job.
Yeah.
Jason, you have to work twice as hard.
Yeah, twice as hard for 50 hours a week.
The third option is to raise your prices, which means you're not going to be able to compete with the Chinese widgets at all anymore.
Right.
So, there you go. That's what the minimum wage does. It puts people out of business.
And congratulations. Thanks for that weird economy that you've given us
out
there.
And any one of those three could still result in putting you out of business in the long run. 800-259-9231. If you support the minimum wage, go ahead. Call in. We'd love to have you. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. In fact, as you scroll down to day number 6, you'll find the link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and you'll find out that they host our archives back for several months on the house. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. And I'd tell you normally to go to podcastalley.com and check us out there, but they've been having some trouble recently, so I don't know what's going on. Podcastalley.com normally is a good site, but right now looks like they got some server issues.
It doesn't make it a bad site, but I mean, like everybody has server
unusable
issues.
Unusable at this point.
Yes.
It's server's down.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
So where are we going next, man? Which we've been all over the place tonight.
Well, you know, it baffles me how we listen to celebrities on their special pet social issues.
I don't know why it's baffling. It's just that's the way America is today for some reason.
Cause we really care.
Because the media focuses on celebrities, and they make them out to be far more important than they actually are. They're just people, too, and they have the same problems and the same feelings that we do.
It's. Did you hear about Lindsay Lohan? It's another Supreme Court.
Supreme Court stealing your property?
Knew it.
Mm-hmm. Are the Supreme Court stealing your property or Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes? Which one do you want to talk about, America?
Well, let's talk about Paula Abdul.
Okay.
Well, there's a picture here of her with her blouse open down to somewhere near her navel.
Sounds about right.
And she's talking in front of what appears to be a courtroom or a legislative body.
Clearly, she's trying to attract an opposite, like a cold-hearted snake.
Well, she's straight up telling them that she believes that they should get tough on nail salon standards. American Idol judge Paula Abdul urged California legislators to force nail salons to clean up their act, testifying Monday about her year-long health ordeal after an unsanitary manicure. Abdul said in 2004, you're going to love these quotes. This is some of the funniest crap I've read all week. Yeah. Abdul said in 2004 in a Studio City nail shop that used unclean equipment, sent her in and out of the hospital and made her the butt of late night talk show jokes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. here's the quote.
That sounds serious.
Being a professional dancer, I'm no stranger to pain, but this time the pain was so excruciating that even my hair touching my thumb caused me to scream.
Did her agent write that?
I don't know.
just including the being a professional dancer part sounded a little scripted to me.
Yeah.
The legislation sponsored by the Democratic Assemblyman, would establish safety standards for manicure and pedicure equipment and rewrite state regulations mandating that nail shops follow sanitary practices. Customers are vulnerable to bacterial infections if manicurists do not properly sanitize their tools between jobs. Mm-hmm. The bill was expected to pass in committee. If that occurs, it would likely come before the full Senate in sometime in the next 2 weeks. Here she goes again. I was publicly humiliated, she said in her closing statement. That's why, with an open heart and selfless agenda, I implore you to pass this bill.
Selfless.
Selfless. She wants this legislation passed that's going to affect a lot more people than are named Paula Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's selfless. Selfless.
Now, I want to make it clear that Free Talk Live is not saying manicures should be dirty.
No.
Free Talk Live is not saying that you should be at risk from dangerous disease when you go into a nail salon. But what is a real solution?
Real solution would be don't go to the nail salon anymore. Go to a different nail salon. Talk about how poor the first nail salon was.
And that's a good solution for after the fact.
I'll tell you. Well, what about the fact is. Do you think that all the regulations in restaurants have made restaurants cleaner? I mean, are all the cockroaches regulated out of restaurants now?
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
All they're going to do is pass a bunch of laws.
Yeah, for my time working in restaurants, I say it's a solid no. Sorry, folks.
As someone who's worked in restaurants, I mean, you must know, and I've talked to plenty of people who've been in the biz, how often the inspectors come around.
Maybe once a year.
Yeah, I think in each of the jobs I've worked, I may have seen an inspector once.
And around here, at least here in the Tampa Bay area, maybe it's different around the rest of the country, but I doubt it. These inspectors are just bureaucrats. They're county bureaucrats, and they get paid a paycheck whether or not they go around and inspect restaurants. And if they actually do go and do an inspection, it's typically announced, so they get the phone call in advance.
I'll tell you what, if they come to inspect you.
If they do their job too well, their boss is going to fire them for fear that he would take their job anyway. Because that's how it works with the whole incompetency in government jobs anyhow.
Right.
I mean, they're not encouraged to do a good job and find a lot of people violating the rules or see a bunch of restaurants in a given day.
Now, Jason, your solution for after the fact, after you've been damaged by a business, is good. I mean, you're using the market, you're using boycott in order to make a business behave in the future, and that's good. But to prevent these things from happening to others in the future and prevent them from happening to you, what we need is freedom and liberty. And what that will result in specifically in the nail manicure business, but also in the restaurant business and every other business that's regulated by the state, what would end up happening is we'd have third-party certification. You'd go to your nail salon, mm-hmm. and it would say, Asia Nails Certified by Jason's Nail Certification Company,
mm-hmm.
or whoever, Consumer Reports for Nails, okay? There'd be some group, some third-party organization, trusted, like the Better Business Bureau, that sort of thing.
The golden E of excellence.
Right, that would put a seal of approval on this place. They'd be coming in once a week, once a day. That'd be something else that they'd compete on. Well, we certify our shop once a week. Well, we certify our shop once a day. You better come in here. You're at risk at that other place. The market can handle this. But if you ask the government to do it, all you're going to do is create another bureaucracy, and then we all have to pay for it at gunpoint. More Free Talk Live is on the way. This is your show.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
Dan Jason.
And Manwich.
Only moments remain, so if you wanted to get on the air with us, now would be the time to call 800-259-9231 and join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, the updates, the bulletin board system, live streaming, much, much more. It's all free. It's all on the house. We were talking about nails and manicures and Paula Abdul's breasts, and it kind of got me onto a story that I spotted on ABC News earlier this week. Apparently, the hot new thing to give your graduating daughter is breasts.
But they don't have breasts. How can they be a daughter without breasts?
Well, breast implants.
Okay.
Apparently, this
I knew a girl that this happened to.
Really?
Yeah, for graduation.
And this was way back when?
It wasn't that long ago.
Okay. Well, anyway, so these girls are graduating high school, you know, 18 years old, and mommy and daddy, instead of buying them a car, are buying them breast implants. And it just, to me, and we're not going to have time to get into the story. It's a John Stossel report at ABC News, so I'm sure you can go check it all out, all the details. But it's just amazing to me that, you know, you've got these girls that are so insecure about themselves, and that's what the comments from the girls are in the story. I feel so much better about myself now.
Now that I have boobs.
So much more confidence.
I can understand how some of them may feel or whatever. I found disturbing about this one girl that happened to, that I knew, that I worked with, it was not a girlfriend or anything like that. She got these boobs, and she was naturally very flat-chested.
Mm-hmm.
And so the boobs kind of stretched her out and made her unnatural.
Mm.
And oddly, you know, her armpit hair was pulled out onto the boob. So the boob had, like, you know, if she
had trouble.
She had mutton
chops.
Well, she, you know, just a little stubble on there. And like, she couldn't put her arms down over it because the boobs.
Oh no.
Poor girl.
She didn't know that was going to happen, did she?
No, unintended consequences.
Well, the article also talks about apparently, like, 40% of women who have breast surgery, breast implants, actually have some complications
after
the fact.
Sure.
And this one girl...
You can't just stick bags of water in your chest and expect that to just work out okay?
Right. One girl's comment was just amazing, and I actually don't have it here. For some reason, the ABC's website's not pulling up the story, but she was like, oh, well, it'd be worth it if all I had was 3 years, because they suggested that it was within three, or like just after 3 years is when the 40% happens, so it's a long-term consequences kind of thing.
If I had three years
of better breasts, it'd be worth the consequences.
She's crazy.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
She intends to get married right away.
Just wait till you meet the consequences, my dear.
Yeah. I mean, just these vacuous girls who, you know, graduating from high school, of course, they probably are illiterate as well. And it's just so sad to me.
It is sad.
Well,
but
let me make a point. It is sad, but there are little things that fathers can do to help their daughters, help their sons out for the real world.
How's that?
Now, if you give your daughter breast implants, I mean, it's shown over and over again, people react in a kinder fashion to girls with big honkers.
Okay, sure.
So from that aspect, he's just letting his daughter loose and giving her a few advantages, a couple big ones.
I see that.
I guess that's not untrue.
But at the same time, all it's going to do is just result in getting this girl some jerk guy who that's all he's looking for, and then down the line, sure, she might get married to him for a little while, but then down the line, she's going to get ugly. And maybe that marriage ain't going to work out. It's just so sad. Ladies, just love yourself for who you are and find someone else who loves you for who you are, not for the size of your breasts. More Free Talk Live coming back tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
8 o'clock tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. See you.